It's time for A Minute with Mike. With Mike Arturi, the drummer of Lovin' Spoonful and founder of Universal Music Center.
This is Mike Arturi, and we are here today with John Wright, founder of the Villa Recording Studio in Savage, Minnesota. And John is a very, very accomplished and successful musician, plays several instruments, plays in numerous groups and high-profile performances all over the state and the country. And I wanted to talk with him today about how he approaches other people's music. He's a very successful record producer. With his deep knowledge of music and all the music that he's played, he must have things that he likes, you know, and prefers, but let's talk with him about how he approaches other people's music and how does he open himself up. So, John, talk to us a little bit about that concept.
Thanks for having me, Mike. I suppose initially it comes from the belief that everybody has something to offer. When you're trying to fully realize someone else's vision, first off, you have to be open to the fact that there are other visions.
Right, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's important to whatever they've done is important to them.
Right, right. It's going to be valid no matter what it is.
And that would include playing ability, I would imagine, as well, too, right? I mean, obviously, they've got to be in tune and in time, mm-hmm. you know, but beyond those essential fundamentals, you know, you can support wherever they're at, right?
Correct. But in regards to the playing, like, there are certain levels of execution that are required for any task,
right.
You know, minimum levels of execution.
Sure.
And that's kind of the producer's gig to dance around that particular parameter and decide where that is,
mm-hmm.
and try and balance technical ability with egos and politics.
Yeah, and that's great.
It's represented.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, John. Really appreciate you doing this
today. Thank you, Mike.
You're a great guy. Thank you. Thanks again. John Wright, thank you so much.